And today, as I say, with Adam Fotheringham, Horton Cameron, Mahmood Patel, and we're going to talk about the Barton and Treadworth project, or a project. And I want Adam to tell me about it, because you dropped me an email and said, we're doing this project, oral history or history project. Tell me all about it.
Well, the project, Pete, is called Hidden Lives. It's a Heritage Lottery funded project, which is being jointly delivered by Gloucestershire Archives, the Gloucester Theatre Company, and the University of Gloucestershire. And it's basically focused on the community of Barton and Treadworth. And we are in the process of collecting as many stories from local people living in that area as we can to reflect the history of the area.
Now, you've called it Hidden Lives, the Hidden Lives Project. To me, the people of Barton and Treadworth don't hide their lives. They're pretty outspoken, a lot of them. So why was the title Hidden Lives?
Well, we discovered that actually during the course of the project that people were actually very happy to share their stories with us, which has been fantastic. But we called it Hidden Lives initially because it's the stories of ordinary people which often get overlooked in sort of historical documents. And that's what we're interested in exploring.
So whose idea was it?
Well, initially it was my idea, I have to say. And it came from, I used to be a drama teacher at Cirencester College. And I decided to give up teaching, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do. My background is theatre. So I had heard about this intriguing place on Barton Street called the New Olympus, or the Picturedrome as it was renamed, that it had just reopened after a long time of being dark. And I went to meet the two guys who were kind of running things there. And as I was walking down Barton Street, firstly, I thought to myself, I didn't realise there was a theatre on Barton Street, and I've lived in this area most of my life. Secondly, this is an extraordinary community. I was passing a Polish shop next to an Asian supermarket, next to an African Caribbean nail salon, and I just thought, this is a remarkable part of Gloucestershire's heritage, and it's something that I don't know about, and I'd really like to get to know it.
Well, the Picturedrome is fantastic because, I mean, a lot of people will remember the Picturedrome as the New Olympus, and they'll remember it being done up by Annika Rice on Challenge Annika. So we had this lovely blonde lady rushing around the New Olympus for a long while. So, you know, a great place. But Barton and Treadworth, why there? You could have picked the White City, you could have picked Coney Hill, you could have picked somewhere in Cheltenham, Stroud, Cinderford, wherever. Why Barton Street in the end? Because you'd walked up there and seen that?
Really, because when I got to the theatre and had the meeting with these two guys, I just mooted this idea to them. I said, I've just walked down Barton Street. This is an amazing community. They were just setting up the Gloucester Theatre Company at the time. And we just thought, wouldn't it be great to do something that's really, really local, local to the theatre? So that was why we chose this particular area.
And when you had your thought that you were going to do the Hidden Lives project, was it immediately you would collect an oral history? Was it to produce a book? What were your first thoughts when you crystallised it and thought, this is what we're going to do?
As I said, my background is theatre, and I'd been doing quite a lot of reminiscence theatre, which is basically creating theatre out of people's memories. So my initial idea was just to do reminiscence theatre, collect stories and then create a piece of theatre. But later on, as the project kind of grew and other people got to hear about it, the archives were obviously really enthusiastic about it. They have very little information about that part of Gloucester, and this was a way of supplementing their information. The university was interested because they do lots of work around media and community, and so they were interested in collecting stories digitally. So audio and also through film. So it kind of expanded.
And of course, it's Barton and Treadworth, because I think the whole thing is called Barton and Treadworth. I often wonder whether there's a line between Barton and Treadworth. There probably is a road that divides the two, but I don't think the people are particularly divided, are they?
Well, there is a clear division. Rycroft Street is the kind of division between the bit that's Treadworth and the bit that's Barton. And actually we found that whilst the two communities have a lot to do with each other, and historically always have, there is a clear sense that Barton's centre is Barton Street and Treadworth's centre is the High Street. And until fairly recently, those were very much, you know, they were thriving shopping streets.
And you started this back March 2011, is that right?
Well, we got £48,000 from the Heritage Lottery Fund in January 2011. So we launched the project publicly in March, and we've been running since then.
You must be thrilled when you got that, because, I mean, a lot of people apply for lottery and heritage lottery grants and they don't actually become successful. When you got that in January, your eyes must have lit up.
Well, they did. We had been already told by the Heritage Lottery that Gloucester is an area of priority for them because they haven't funded a huge amount in this area and they wanted to do something. And this project really appealed to them because of all of the educational spin-offs. We're taking things into school, we're working with young people, we're working with younger and older people together. So there's huge amounts of educational.
And I've read that the purpose is to document and record the history of the area through reminiscences of local people, which is what you've said. What a way to do it. It's a bit limited, though, because it'll only go back as far as their memory, won't it?
It is. I mean, we're talking recent history. We're talking within a lifetime, really. So our memories go right back to the 1930s, some into the 1920s, but that is very much it.
But the thing is, I've been talking to Mahmood, and I mean, he's telling me about his memories, and his memories, he's probably about a similar age to me, I should think, are very similar. And it is amazing how much comes back when you do start just reminiscing.
It is extraordinary. And not only does the project have huge amounts of kind of historical value, it's also got huge amounts of social value, just encouraging people to talk about their lives, which they think of as not being terribly important or interesting. And of course, to other people, it's fascinating. It's really interesting to hear people's stories.
When you've done your collecting and you've got people, have you got people together? Because I reckon you get much more out of people if there are two or three chatting together rather than just having one person on their own and leaving them to just do theirs. Have you done it that way?
We've done a mixture, actually. We have actually brought groups together. We had a brilliant session in the Golden Heart on Treadworth High Street where loads of
a lot of people have had a good time in there.
Yeah, they have. I hear it's closed down fairly recently, but anyway. We basically advertised a public reminiscence session and we had a load of people come and one person's memories would spark off somebody else's. It was the most exciting meeting.